This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The Easter House tradition in Martin County. This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. The Easter House tradition in Martin County turns 30 years old this year, although the first one was actually a Christmas house. At that time, you could take an opportunity to get that house for the same price you can today. We're joined now by Robin Sutherland. She's the Easter House Director for the YMCA of the Treasure Coast, which sponsors the Easter House as a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about this year's house.
This year's house is a four-bedroom, two-bath. It's valued at $219,990. So it's 1,750 square foot under air. It's a great size little house, whether it's a starter house or if you're an empty nester. It has a nice enclosed patio on the back of it, so you can enjoy the wonderful weather that we have in Florida and sit outside. And if you happen to get that afternoon sprinkle, you won't get wet. But it is it's a beautiful house this year, and it is our 30th anniversary, so it's kind of a big anniversary for the Easter House this year.
Is it furnished?
The houses are no longer furnished.
Okay.
I found through the years that they're great to look at furnished, but most of my winters already have furniture.
And I believe your ticket entitles you to a tour. Is that correct?
Actually, your ticket entitles you for a chance to win the Easter House. There's no ticket purchase required to tour the house.
Okay.
So we invite everybody to come out, whether they've bought tickets or not. And if you can't come out, there is a virtual tour on our website. And so you can see all of the rooms, the interior design and everything inside and out, if you don't have time between now and Thursday to come out and visit the house.
And the house is located this year in Indiantown?
We are in a new development out there called Sandy Oaks. We've been with the same custom home builder for 3 years now. And so we are in Sandy Oaks in Indiantown. It's a beautiful community. There'll be 97 homes total when it's done. And it's just a really nice area, very quiet.
Tell me a little bit about what the Easter House helps you do, what the YMCA does.
This year we are budgeted. We're not there, but we're budgeted to provide $200,000 in scholarship funds to our programs at the Y. So we cover Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. We currently have 87 programs running, various combinations in those counties. And every program that we have at the Y is available for scholarship. So whether you need early childhood development, you know, you have a six-week-old baby who be somewhere safe and loving and caring so that mom and dad can go to work, or you're a senior who wants to come and do water aerobics, or you have kids who want to do sports, or you need fitness, or whatever program it is that you might be interested in at the Y, we offer scholarship funds through the Easter House Project.
We've been speaking with Robin Sutherland. She's the Easter House Director for the YMCA of the Treasure Coast. We'll have a link where you can find out more information about the Easter House on our website. That's WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.